a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have got Element of P, or at least one member of Element of P, on an interview. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm Scotty the drummer.
Scotty the drummer, excellent. And I found that a few of our students here, because we've got a lot of people in their early 20s and stuff, who wouldn't have been around when Element of P were first playing shows and releasing your albums. Some of them didn't know the band or knew some of the songs from some of the radio when they were teeny kids and stuff. But I thought maybe one of the coolest places to start would be for you to tell some of the students out there what Element of P was for you and what that's been like as a project.
Oh, wow. So I've always felt really lucky to be involved because Dave and Justin, the guitarist and the singer, wrote these great songs that I got to hear as demos, and they asked me to, if they could put a band together, would I come and play drums and play these songs? And these are three of the best songs I've ever heard, and I've been around. I'm about 10 years older than everyone else in the band. I've always been the older statesman, and so I heard Fast Times in Tahoe. Every Day's a Saturday, and I think another song called Hold On with the three demos they gave me, which to me were just some of the cleverest and poppiest and catchiest songs I've ever heard. And then they wanted me to be their drummer, and so I'm going, okay, I'll do that, you know, no question. And then next thing you know, they just bolshily got signed to Universal and we were making an album, and the whole thing was just nuts. And that was like, you know, 2001 to you know, around that time. And you know, and I was already in my 30s because I'm like 60 next year, so I'm like, you know, make sure there's a defibrillator off stage every time we play just in case something happens. But I just felt privileged that I got to know these guys and got to be part of this thing that just blew up really quickly, and just because it was fun and it was easy. And like you're saying, like you know, the people have never, you know, the 20-year-olds have, you know, their parents were, because of the music was safe and not that edgy, but fun and easy. So we have 20-year-olds in the front row at our shows all the time. We're going, what is this? Why? We've been around for 23 years. It's because their parents played their songs when they're 2 and 3, and they danced and they jumped around as little babies to our songs, and it's in their psyche. So they come and see us now, and they sometimes come with their parents, and you know, the parents drink a lot, so they make the bar tabs work, and you know, it's been amazing. Really, our career's been cool, and you know, it's not as big as other things that happened, but you know, we're really proud of what we've done, and have always kept a nice vibe with everything we've done. So pretty happy.
Cool. Yeah. Well, your first album, Love and Disrespect, was from 2003, and that got a triple platinum, which is pretty crazy and a pretty awesome achievement to get. How did that like feel or affect you guys as a band when you were all that young and creating music?
Yeah, it was interesting because we got really lucky because Universal signed us, and it was on. There's a guy named George Ash who ran Universal New Zealand, and he basically had a bunch of money to spend and a bunch of acts he needed to kind of. That was back in the day when they'd sign a lot of people, and it'd be like going to the races. Like they sign 100 acts, and if one of them goes well, it pays for the other 99. You know, but the music industry changed a lot now. You know, so but we were lucky they had that. So he signed us, and then he basically took off to run Universal Australia. But luckily, we ended up with Adam Holt, who's the guy that made Lord huge. But he had signed the Exponents for Something Beginning with C with another label back in the day. And we were kind of like the new version of Exponents with a catchy New Zealand pop song, you know, and with a quirky vocal. And so he just loved us. And so we just became his little darling. And he just like, didn't throw mad money at us, but just actually liked us and wanted us to do well. And, you know, when we first finished the album, he thought we might sell 5,000 records in the life of the record. We sold gold in the we actually, you know, back in the day, they'd send out orders, and you know, you'd sell in maybe a few hundred units to all the stores in the country. We sold 9,500 units in the first week, and we went platinum on the second week.
Yeah.
So we gold first week, platinum second week, and it was all over the radio. I run a construction company. I walk in, and the boys that had the radio on sites on five different sites, and it would be like Fast Times in Tahoe, like playing everywhere, and they would play it like sometimes three or four times a day on Channel Z and other stations, like your station back then.
Yeah,
congratulations, 40 years. So it was a phenomenon for us. I mean, we were just like blown away, you know, really. And actually, the album came out on my birthday.
Cool.
On the 4th of July, 2003. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just like we went out and celebrated and did all this stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, we just can't believe how it's gone. And we believed in ourselves, but we were also like, we're listening to this radio and what's this band doing? What's that band doing? And, you know, a cool band seemed so much cooler than us, but we just had this mad great connection with like New Zealanders, real New Zealanders, average New Zealanders, not kind of all edgy New Zealanders. You know, we seem to find the common ground with lots and lots of people, which is great for us. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I think.
Sorry, I talk a lot.
No, that's fantastic. I was one of the lucky young kids who got that CD when I was like in 2003. It was one of my first CDs I ever had. And
so cool.
I was definitely a big fan. There's a whole bunch of singles on that that are kind of, I like what you were saying with maybe some people in their 20s whose parents played it to them. It kind of rings through, I guess, for generations, which is pretty awesome feeling, I can imagine, for you to get to see at your shows and things like that. So what's it been like playing shows again since you've started playing again?
Yeah, we never quite stopped.
Yeah, okay.
We've taken sort of semi-hiatuses along the way. The band's never actually broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, the guitar player, left kind of officially for a little while, and we had other people sit in for him for a bit. And then we played not a whole lot of shows, a few shows, and we just realized that it wasn't quite Element of Pig without Justin. And so we kind of decided the years go by, and probably 6-8 years ago, that it just wasn't worth doing a show without Justin being involved.
Mm.
And he was living in America then, he's a producer, makes music for people
mm-hmm.
all over the world. And so we just had to kind of go into this thing where if Dave and Justin are available, Dave lives in New York now, and Justin's back home. He grabbed some gear from me yesterday. You know, he's back in New Zealand now. But we decided that was the best way for us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had a fifth member that's not been an official member, which was often Godfrey DeGruy, who played keyboards and saxophone and it's extra guitar. And now we've got a girl, Jessie, who plays all that extra stuff for us. But we've still just stayed that four core members, Milani, Dave and Justin. And we've just like a wacky little family, you know.
Cool.
and we don't, you know, we've had definitely had this angsty band moments over the years where you really don't want to be in the same room with someone for quite some time.
Mm.
But we're actually honest and get over it and recognize how much we love Element OP, and so we still just keep cracking at it, you know. And we do fight. There's still interest in us, so you know we're fielding invites to play here, there and everywhere all the time, and it's I don't think we need a certain amount of money to make it work, because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of infrastructure involved, but we're not ridiculously money hungry. We do it because we love it, and we do it because the fans still love it, you know. And it's a two-way street, you know.
Cool. And so for your shows you're playing at Rhythm and Alps coming up, what can people expect to see from you guys all playing together?
Number one, we're super excited. We've never done a Rhythm and Alps,
mm-hmm.
And we've played at Lake Hawea heaps of New Years, and we played at Wanaka, we've played Queenstown, and so you know we love that area, and Dunedin, we've played heaps in Dunedin.
Cool.
You know, we played lots of the toga parties and the Orient O weeks. I think we did like 6 O-weeks in a row or something like that, and phone parties and all that crazy uni stuff there, which we loved. It was so much fun. So going down there to do that, you know, our slot, New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock or something, and we're just going to play the hits. We've never been afraid to try and be we're going to be the new Element OP that's going to play nothing that anyone knows, a little bit like Radiohead after after OK Computer or whatever. We just recognize that people want to hear Tahoe, Saturday. We loved our third record. We're so proud of it. We made that ourselves. No producer. We took our ages. We built our own studio and made it. And we still love Baby Come On. There was three or four singles on that, and actually Baby Come On kind of spoiled it because it got taken over by Telecom for an ad, and it lasted way too long. We released three other singles that were really good, but they never really got much bite because Baby Come On was just everywhere forever. But we still play the best of the best, and I think the last big tour we did, we played the whole of the first album, and then we did the best of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll work out a set that's got all the best stuff in it and some fun stuff, some other stuff. We always try and do cool cover.
Mm-hmm.
That someone likes, and we're lucky, most festival slots are about an hour, so we can just play our best.
Yeah.
Don't have to dig into anything. Not that anything's bad, but it's the stuff that people know. That's what people want to sing along. We love a sing along, and lots of them are. We're lucky.
And you said how you've come and played down on Otipoti a few times before. Awesome that you played at toga parties and stuff. That's such a classic vibe here. It's our 40th birthday at the moment. So are you? Do you have any memories of any involvement at Radio 1? Do you ever come up for any interviews?
I'm sure we've done stuff. I mean, we've done lots, lots and lots of interviews and lots of. Back in the day, we get the Otago Daily Times interviews.
Yeah,
and we'd get it, my mum and dad would keep all the clippings in a box, and they give it to me in a folder or whatever. I've still got it all, and I'm the kind of a curator of all of the paraphernalia for Element FB. So
nice.
I've got stuff from video clips and. I've got stuff here, and I've just got massive. But I'm sure we've done lots of Radio 1. I can't specifically remember any one thing, but I'm sure we've done heaps with you guys before.
I was born
in Dunedin, so I've got a real affinity with Dunedin.
Nice.
And I've got lots of my family are in that Southland area and stuff. So I'm real in Otago. So I'm pretty. I've got a real affinity with that area.
Cool.
So for me, it's really great going back.
Yeah. I see you got a Weezer shirt on today. Great shout.
It's my favorite band.
Nice. And any favorite Aotearoa bands that maybe have influenced you or just that you love?
Oh, there's so many. I was Exponents era, so I'd go be in the front row many Exponents, and that was Dance Exponents as well back in the old days.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just such. Fun performers, and then I got to tour manage them a couple of times,
cool.
And which is far, they became kind of friends. And I actually did a renovation on Jordan's house once for to build him a music room. So that'd be big. But I mean, we play these festivals. We'd play with Sheehad, we'd play with lots of alt bands as well. And I don't know, there's too many to mention. We had a big thing with Stereogram. They were kind of like our really good friends, and similar pop fun lane that we were in, so we played a lot with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done lots of music for lots of other people. I help out Tiny Ruins with their production stuff, and I'm really good friends with Tom and Cass, who play for Tiny Ruins. Carnivorous Plant Society, cool. One of the guitarists used to work for me. Until he didn't. And then, I don't know. So many. I love it. We went to that really great show last week, which was the orchestra, Rainbow Orchestra thing.
Mm.
Which has just got play. Don McGlashan's playing his horn in there. There's like 32 people in a hall in Auckland playing. Lots of people I didn't even know. Mousy had a song in there. Julia Dean's had a song. But it's all arranged through this orchestra. So, so many things that still make New Zealand music so diverse and interesting, and they're giving hip hop guys, and the hip hop songs were probably my favorite of these orchestral arrangements. So just the diversity just blows me away,
Cool.
And I kick myself. I don't watch enough. I don't go out enough. But I helped. I did drums for Head Like a Hole the other night. I've got a few drum kits, so I helped Mike out the drummer and give him a drum kit to play at Double Whammy, the other night.
Cool.
So, I just love being involved still, as a nearly 60-year-old.
Yeah.
It's super fun. Keeps me super young,
And we don't have too much time for many more questions, but one last cool. one that I quite like. straight stolen from BBC, but as if you've heard of it before, your desert island discs. So it's a bit of a visual question. You're stranded on an island, a little one palm tree. You've got a record player, solar powered, and you've got three records for the rest of your feasible enjoyment stuck on this island. What would your three records be?
Ooh, I love it. Okay, I think I've got them here. Definitely the Weezer Blue album, which is obvious.
Cool.
Probably OK Computer.
Cool, yeah.
Because I could just you could still put that on and just listen to it, start to finish, and just get joy out of it.
Mm.
And then I really like a new artist named, which is a Canadian dude called Bahamas. Well, he's not old. He's quite old now. Mm-hmm. Really smooth, cruisy, and beautiful sounds and tunes and stories. So Bahamas, which I love. Mm-hmm. So that'd be the three.
Cool, amazing. Sounds like a great choice and a good time rocking out on the island. Thanks so much for joining us, Scotty.
Oh, my pleasure, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's been a great
chat. See you at Rhythm and Alps.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. And we'll see you at at our 50th as well. We'll chat then.
I'll be there, maybe in a wheelchair.
Nah, you'll be doing great. You'll be killing it. You'll still be drumming and doing awesome stuff.
Sweet.
Thanks again. You. See ya.
No worries. See ya.
Awesome. That was Scotty from Element OP, and we're going to...
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.